Everybody know it?
Yeah. Okay. I speak the word, Lord, that you've given unto me. It's a new and pure language of life. Saying the body of Christ is now the glorified wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now we're beholding the created wife of the Lamb, and it's all by this gospel of the last trump sound. With this new and pure language that brought forth the glorified flesh and bone wife of the Lamb. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. I speak the word, Lord, that you've given unto me. It's a new and pure language of life, saying the body of Christ is now the glorified wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now we're beholding the created wife of the Lamb, and it's all by this gospel of the last trump sound. With this new and pure language that brought forth the glorified flesh and bone wife of the Lamb. Listen, oh, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. And we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Praise God. Oh, praise God. We love Amen. You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you, Barbara. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Very good.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise
All
God.
Right. Yes, we just appreciate the Lord.
We
Amen.
Love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just so glad to be part of Him. Amen. That's a big statement right there. Amen. We greet everyone, and we just praise God for you, and just thank God that He has counted us worthy to be part of this end-time word, and that would be dealing with the wife of the Lamb, which most of the Bible does not deal with the wife of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. So a lot of it is something that God is doing, and it's just so good to be here and be part of it. And in doing so, then there's things as we move forward, then we, it would seem that we're leaving the written word, the Bible, but it's not. Amen, because it speaks of it, points to it, but it don't relate to what it is. And our job is to what it is, see. Pick up and bring it on through, and it's so good to, just so good to be part of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, as you noticed, the power just went off and so on. I believe the light right over me is out, and so that's all right. We're going to, we got it in us, see. And that's what Jesus Christ had when he talked to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He was the living word right there among them. Now, they had the written word, and much of it was like what was written in the Old Testament, but they had certain things, the tradition they added on to it. But then here comes the living, walking, talking word. It was the word made flesh. See, and that's what the promise is for this day and hour for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And not only the flesh and bone, but it's glorified. Glorified flesh and bone, see? Yeah. Amen. And that's where we're at today. And we see that it's just the people there, when they hear it first time, seems kind of strange, but if they're part of it, if they just know that they know it's right. Praise the Lord. And then it just moves right on. So we just praise God. Praise God for the Bible. Praise God for what he's doing. And these all the good things that he's doing. Praise God. So I was, this morning I had a little thought came to me. And it says, what happens when the present tense word rub elbows with the written word of the Bible? Amen. Sometimes the present tense word come forth, amen, and it just brings things that is referred to in the Bible that will happen, but hadn't happened, and now we're living it out, see.
Yeah, in a new river.
Yeah, in a new river, see. There's two rivers. There's one river spoke of in Genesis 2:10, I believe, and it goes on, it's separated into four heads, and that means the different gospels for the different parts of the world that they had. But then there's a river in Revelation chapter 22. I believe that's 22:1, I believe in that. Amen. Well, there's a, it speaks of a brand new created river. And here's where a lot of people, it get them a little off to begin with, because they been used to taking from that river and accepting the things of the other river, and it has split up in four heads, went to the different countries and so on and so forth. But that river of life, that river that's in Genesis, that flows right from the throne, see. Amen. And right there, and it's it don't flow from Eden. See, there's a river that flows from Eden. That's the river that broke up, see. Now, Eden was an earthly garden in the land part of it. Of course, the spirit of Eden, that was God's spirit, see. But this river was real, and it watered the land. And that goes forth, and it's something there that's a, It brings it, many of these things in. But when we get to Revelation 22, I believe it's 22 there. Amen. And my light's going out over me. So here, it's a little dark. But when we get here, that the river. It's a river that flows from the throne. Now this comes straight from God. It don't go through other lands and other things. It's just something, it's universal in the sense that the Spirit of God, see, amen, that can give life wherever, but it's a certain river for certain people, and it's a river for the wife of the Lamb. Now, when you talk about the wife of the Lamb, it has always been strange to people when they talk about wife of the Lamb. When you talk about church, it's not too much. And I noticed one of the brothers gave a CD to one of the brothers that I preached. And he says, I like Ben's preaching. He says, he does pretty good. He said, but what about this wife? He talks about the wife. Says, I like to hear people talk about church. Well, there is a people that talk about the church. And the church out there is Christianity that repented and so on. And they're out there. But here's another separate realm altogether. And it's the new river. Glory to God. The wife's river. River for the wife of the Lamb. And it's named after the wife. Amen. And so that's what we're dealing with now. Amen is the river of the wife. Glory to God. But we do not try to interfere with what's going on in the other river.
That's right.
Amen. And so here's the thing. We don't try to argue with someone or fuss with someone about the river and how it goes and this, that, and the other. Amen. See, we got our own river. Amen. And we got our own name. Glory to God that He gave us. And He names after the river, the wife of the river, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Christ, the wife of the Lamb. That's our river. And that flows right there. We find it in Genesis 22 there. Glory to God where that river flows out. Now that's an entirely different river. See, it's not broken in four parts, and it has nothing mixed with it. It represents purity.
Amen.
Amen. The purity with all that God has got for us today. And to be the wife of the Lamb, you're not just a Christian, you're a Christian plus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for it. I'm going to, excuse me, have a little water here. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'll have to say, I'm glad they got the power fixed here and got the air conditioning going again. Amen. Because it does get warm down here sometimes during the summer months, and it gets warm in the church without air. But now, everything's back on track running. Amen. We just praise God for that. Don't know if they're having trouble somewhere with it. Working on it, so if anything, if it happened to go off or something like that, I guess we'll have to deal with it so you will understand what happened.
Amen.
That we just didn't get started preaching all of a sudden, just stopped. Glory to God. Amen. So we just love the Lord and feel good in the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for this good word. And I'm going to read just a bit here that John wrote about in the book of Revelation. And he began to talk about something the other one didn't talk about. He began to talk about the wife. Now, when the wife made herself ready and married to her, was granted all these good things, that fine linen, clean white, amen, that's a different... That's a different group altogether than that other river, see. And it's a different group than regular Christianity out here. Amen. That have their place. Glory to God. But not the wife. And the wife, she's so happy and proud of what God has done for her. And she never tries to take from the other rivers or the other folks the blessings or the water that God has given them. because the Spirit of God still flows right through there to supply needs there. Amen. But here's that special part of the Word that's part of the Son. Glory to God that was with Him from the beginning. And it's just a special, special part. Glory to God. And we're just rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and realizing what God has done for us. Amen. And it used to be, and I came up a good bit of my Christian experience in the Pentecostal. Well, they got so extreme that everybody was wrong but them. And they got the spirits, got to the place where they looked down on everybody but them. They don't believe this, they don't believe that, and so on like that. And of course we know how the gifts come in there, especially the gift of tongues, talking in tongues and so on. And I believe in that. I believe it's a gift of God. But there's a new river, glory to God, and this new river has purity. It has nothing in it but purity, glory to God. And the other rivers, whichever way they go, and four broke loose there, and we don't know how many more has broken loose over time, see? Amen. I could tell you maybe, I got a book on all denominations. Tell you how many different denominations and what they're founded on, what they teach, and so on like that. Amen. But how about the Y? Amen. That's a new group. And how about that new river? Glory to God that flows from the throne. Glory to God, a new people. And that's what God has did for the wife of His Son. Glory to God. So we come out, we've lived through all that, and come down here at the end of the age when the translation is taking place and all these good things. And we're just praising God and glorifying God, and it's just so wonderful. Amen. Amen. My wife said she wasn't going to shout too loud, holler amen too loud, because we had to do it a little different this morning. After we had some power failures and so on. Amen. But I told her just go ahead and praise God as loud as she wants to. Amen. Glory to God. Because when you're praising God for this, when you see it, it's hard not to praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And it's time not to feel, sometimes it's hard to, you when you feel like getting up and dancing a little jig, then, amen, that was being orders, eh? Glory to God for the wife. She's happy because she's the wife. And because the others are not the wife, it does not make her one bit unhappy. Amen. And she does not look down on them in any way because they've reached the place where God ordained them to reach. Amen. And that's out there that when the river broke loose, it went this land, that land, and so on like that. And gold was there and so on. But we got that other kind of gold. Glory to God. Streets are paved with gold and so on. But it's as clear as glass. Amen. There's no such gold that's clear as glass as far as I know. But it's the Spirit of God, the wife of the Lamb. And here we are today. And we have adjusted to being what God has made us, and we've adjusted our spirits, our mentality, we'll say.
Yeah.
Amen. That we don't look down on anyone else that sees less or understands less, and we don't look down because they don't understand about the wife of the Lamb, say. Glory to God, because the wife of the Lamb is what the Lord has, and that's what He's working with now. But meanwhile, the other river runs right on in through the millennia, see. Glory to God. So pardon me as I go along this morning. I'll be taking a little water here. Amen. And just praise God for all these good things that God has done for us. Amen. And I want to say if you want to say amen, say it as loud as you want to. It don't matter.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. I know one time Brother Brown said, say amen, so there are no other people are hearing. Amen. And there's other people, we never know how many wants it to preach and go out. We never know how many actually hears it and make copies and so on. That's all right. Glory to God. Because it takes revelation. And it may be that there's somebody there that will get that revelation, and we don't even know nothing about it much till we meet them all. Amen. But we'll be together, won't we?
Amen.
Together we'll be caught up. And that called up, well, I don't know exactly where that will be, but it's the area that he has for the wife of the Lamb, his wife. Amen. And it's and we're in it now. Glory to God. And other people as God has ordained, and we're not getting into that because we don't want to dig into the mind of God as who he ordained for what. That's God's business. But if you hear this and it just draws you to it and you can't get away from it, then you can say, hey, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for my wife singing songs this morning, and she got interrupted there. So maybe she'll sing us nothing to do to make up for it. Amen. What we didn't get. Glory to God. So we're here this morning, and just because we had some electrical situation going on, not of our making now. Amen. Then here we are praising God. Thanking God and loving God, and we're just appreciating the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So anytime my wife wants to sing another, she can come right on and sing. Amen. And we'll just take a little break ourselves. Praise God. Since we're working around trying to get everything hooked up and working. Yeah, if you want to come on, that'd be fine. You got another? Amen. So we praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'll take an extra drink of water here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, my Lord. Ben was talking about the two rivers and everything, and we have some wonderful books. Actually some sermons that were preached, and then some that the Lord just gave us without, you know, the sermons it was just gave us while we were working on this book at the printers. And they are really wonderful. They're a secret. No one knows about them. But Leah, Carmel, and Ben and I.
Yeah.
And just a total secret. And it is wonderful about the two rivers. And, you know, the main river and then the new river of life called Christ the Wife. And, you know, in the main river, there's still spiritual struggles going on.
Yes.
And strife.
Yes.
And turmoil. But see, over in our river, this new river here, of Revelation 22:1, there's not any of that. We're not having spiritual struggles. We don't need intercession. And what's going on in the main river. And we're not taking anything from the main river because he gave us our own water source, which solidified in us. And that's the water that's coming forth for us. That's the spirit that solidified in us. And we're speaking a new and pure language by that spirit that got married to the masculine attributes. It put us and the Lord Jesus Christ together by a proxy marriage. And we're speaking a new and pure language of glorified flesh and bones. And you know, we have all new language, and like our healing. Now we have a new language for that. It's healing and glorification. And the Lord, he's just been wonderful to us and everything and what he's given us. And I just can't wait for this new book to come out, because like I said, we've got, I think, 12 messages that absolutely no one knows anything about, and that's in book form, and it brings a furtherance of revelation, and it's just absolutely wonderful, and we praise God for it. And I praise God for the songs that He's given me, and the because these are revelational songs. And when the Lord gives me a revelation, then I write a song about it, and I just praise Him. It's no longer looking at the overall plan of God, but we've zeroed in on His Son and His Son's wife that made the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. It's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. See the two parts of the visible glorified Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. We the wife are the physical glorified body of the feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. For she took a permanent resting place in us, and now we're showing forth the other part of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Isn't He wonderful, our Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't she beautiful, His beloved wife? And we're seeing the feminine part has come into visibility with glorified flesh and bones, with a joy that's never been seen. It's the two parts, oh, it's the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Isn't He wonderful, our Lord Jesus Christ? And isn't she beautiful, His beloved wife? And we're seeing the feminine part has come into visibility with glorified flesh and bones, with a joy that's never been seen. Oh, see the two parts of the visible glorified Christ is the Lord Jesus Christ and His Christ wife are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ in us, His Christ wife, are the two parts of the visible glorified Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We thank You, my
praise
Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Bob.
Amen.
Amen. For giving me that break.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So
thank
we
you, Lord.
see the great things of God, how that they're taking place and what's going on, and it's just so wonderful. And I'm glad that God has made a way for us. Glory to God that even though I have to say this concerning our electrical situation here, that this is very rare and hardly ever takes place. Well, I think the company's changed over from when they're using the Maximum to Lass, and somewhere or another they might have got a little bit something not right somewhere or another. So it's kind of kicked us back here just a little bit, but praise God. We're here this morning praising God and thanking God. Amen. And we got to hear some extra singing. Praise the Lord, and we appreciate that. Praise the Lord. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to go ahead and close this out. And we just appreciate the Lord, appreciate the Word, and we thank God for us. So let's bow our head and pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, and we just love you with all of our heart. And we thank you, Lord, for over the years how everything has run smooth for us and just worked right. And Lord, we understand when there come a little problem up, but Lord, we just thank you this morning, and we praise you, and Lord, we just thank you that you made us part of the wife of the Lamb, and being part of the wife of the Lamb, we're part of the Son, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and that's glorified flesh and bone, and we praise God for it. So God bless you this morning, and we just praise God for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.